This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
11 mayors who represent cities along the Mississippi River launched a lobbying effort this week to get Washington to focus on a system-wide plan to protect commerce and manage natural disasters along the river. Over the past couple of years, the Mississippi has been hit with floods and droughts, costing hundreds of millions of dollars. Adam Allington of St. Louis Public Radio has more.
Atop the group's list of concerns is more funding for infrastructure like locks and dams to maintain navigation on the Mississippi. A multi-billion dollar water bill advancing through Congress makes no mention of the river. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says that's crazy.
This is about one of our biggest and most important economic assets in the entire nation. We have over 100 million tons of cargo pass the arch every year.
Slay says many of the locks and dams on the river are upwards of 100 years old, needing as much as $60 billion in deferred maintenance. But not everyone is convinced action is needed. Transportation economist Don Sweeney says the locks and dams are working just fine and are actually seeing fewer barges.
From its peak heydays in the 1990s, traffic is down some 30 to 40%. Rail has become much more competitive.
The mayors plan to work closely with a newly formed Mississippi River Caucus in Congress to advance their goals. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.